I had this conversation with my friend Alice about how just because she made me tea round her house the week before doesn't mean she can come around anytime she liked and pour tea down my throat. That's not how consent works. You don't say yes and then it's yes forever, which is when this tea thing came up, and lots of people said, oh, that's a really good analogy, you should write that into a blog. So I thought, where else does the tea analogy work? How about if you say yes when you're awake, but then you pass out, which is something that happened to me. I went home with someone, I was really drunk, and I passed out, and when I woke up, they were still committing a sexual act. I was like, okay, so if you start drinking tea and then you pass out, no one's going to come and pour it down your throat, so there's another one. So I came up with all these different ways that tea could represent sexual consent, bunged it into a blog post, posted it, went to bed, woke up in the morning, and it'd gone everywhere. And I hadn't really grasped how clearly I'd managed to articulate the problem. And I hadn't anticipated that so many people, women and men, would be able to find closure in reading it and realising what happened to them genuinely wasn't their fault. They hadn't consented. And then an animator in the US got in touch and said she'd been trying to find a way to make an educational video about sexual harassment and sexual assault, and this was so clear, and could she animate it? We thought, brilliant. She was thinking she'd send it out to the schools she knew, put it on their own website, and that would be it. But it then went viral again. And then Crown Prosecution Service wanted to use it as part of their official campaign. Then Thames Valley Police wanted to use it as their official campaign, and it went viral again. It's now being used in Sweden as part of their general sex education. It's being used in at least three armies worldwide. It's being used in colleges across the USA, across Australia. There's a Nigerian version which uses jollof rice instead of tea. So if you Google tea consent now, you've got 6, 7, 8 pages, and it's all my cartoon or my blog. It just seems so funny that tea was such a simple idea. Just putting it like that in black and white seems to have really helped a lot of people as well, which is amazing.